The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to your little slightly late Thursday edition of the News Show on this 22nd of August, 2019. Yeah, all the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, here's something that's going to be very beneficial as a Gmail user. Been typing along and said, my goodness gracious, I can't spell. Well, Google will make you look smart again. Yep, that's right. Pretty soon, Gmail will soon automatically correct your typos. And on top of that, if you got bad grammar like me, well, it's also going to help you with that, too. Now, this update's actually just rolling out for G Suite users currently. Apparently, though, it's going to be moving over for everybody else sometime in the very near future. Though Google didn't really say when that would be. This is all part of the new Gmail update that pretty much is just happening in the background that we don't really have to worry about. It appears and you go, okay, that's changed. As you probably guessed, this technology all based around AI, of course. Artificial intelligence will actually point out errors in your email and then clean up your mess. Hey, staying with Google News, did you hop on over to the Play Store today? Did you happen to notice, whoa, hey, look cleaner now? Well, that's because it's had a redesign. Yeah, it's a whole new fresh look for the Play Store. Something that, shall we say, it kind of needed. One thing you'll notice right off the bat, a hell of a lot less green. Starting to sound a little familiar, isn't it? Yeah, particularly for your iOS users out there. Yeah, we've seen this before. The tab bar now will appear at the bottom of the phones and the sidebar on the tablets. As well, if you're running Chrome OS devices too, that's where it's going to be. Not only on top of this, Google will also only show icons in the Play Store now with rounded rectangles, just like iOS. Now, if you've hopped on over to your phone checking out the Play Store and you say, wait a minute, it looks the same. Well, for a lot of people, it still will. Again, it's Google. They roll this crap out a little bit on the slow side. Though I would imagine by the weekend or at least early next week, most of you should be seeing the newly redesigned Play Store. Well, if you're looking for ultra-portable power, more than likely Intel is going to be your chip, particularly now with their 10th generation CPUs. Why, you ask? Well, get ready for 6 cores of power. Yeah, that's right. Intel has finally brought 6 cores 12-thread chips into the U-Series family. The processor now will have a base clock of 1.1 gigahertz, a single-core turbo speed of 4.7 gigahertz, and an all-core turbo speed of 3.9 gigahertz. Intel says these new chips are 16% faster than last year's, so are you ready to know when they're coming? Well, get ready for them around Christmas time, at least according to Intel. Unfortunately, what I can't tell you is how much they're going to cost. That remains to be seen. And finally, in the blue corner, it's Super Mario. In the red corner, it's Sonic the Hedgehog. Actually, technically, these aren't corners, but it just sounds better as a boxing metaphor. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the forever battle between Nintendo and Sega. And 30 years on, we might just have our answer. Now, those of you who don't remember, 30 years ago, there was major console wars going on between Nintendo and Sega. It was all about Mario and Sonic. Well, thanks to the upcoming Tokyo 2020 Olympics, they are reigniting that battle. Thanks to a new game that features Super Mario against Sonic the Hedgehog in all of 16-bit glory. And as you probably guessed, they're going to be racing against each other. Unfortunately, to find out the results, we're going to have to wait for just a little bit. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020. Yep, it's scheduled to arrive only on the Nintendo Switch and will be out on November 5th. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our official website. You can check out our podcast over there, blog review section, so much over there. Go check it out for yourself today. Also, check out our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, indeed, will be back for your Friday installment tomorrow. Get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope your Thursday is going well for you, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.